Greetings from the Super Optimist headquarters. Humans are by nature social animals. Restaurants, ball games, concerts, travel. We like to be surrounded by friends. We have a hunger for social belonging and interpersonal exchange. But now we find ourselves in relative isolation, quarantined in our homes. Rather than chafe at the experience, how might we benefit from it? To better navigate the days ahead, we are here to provide you with a short guided meditation and seance as we summon positive energy from liminal space. To begin, either sit or lie down, whatever is most comfortable. Now close your eyes. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and slowly exhale. Feel any tension melting away as you gradually relax deeper with each breath. Take another long, slow, deep breath in and exhale. Feel yourself drifting into a state of deep relaxation. Now let us call forth the spirits to give us new direction. Minds that embrace solitude as a refreshing change from the frantic pace of the world. I will first contact the spirit of inventor and futurist Nikola Tesla. Nicholas? Nick? Can you hear me? Yes, yes, I can feel his presence. He wishes to speak. What say you, Nicholas?
I say this, originality thrives in seclusion. The mind is sharper and keener in uninterrupted solitude. No big laboratory or office is needed in which to think. Be alone, that is the secret of invention. Be alone, that is when ideas are born.
And just like that, he's gone. Did you feel the sparks that Tesla was shooting off? Ah, but here's another spirit knocking at the door. Why, it's Victor Hugo, author of Les Misérables and Hunchback of Notre Dame. You were perfectly comfortable spending the majority of your day in your own company. Am I right, Monsieur Hugo?
Quite right, my friend. After a breakfast of coffee and two raw eggs, I'd work for a few hours, then repair to my roof to take a nice ice bath. The afternoons I'd spend performing strenuous exercise, among other pleasantries. In the evening, I'd take pen in hand and work more until sleep overtook me. There was nothing to be missed. My world was complete. And now, I bid you au revoir.
Wise words, Victor. Merci. And finally, I hear a knock at the door from the 15th century Indian poet and mystic Kabir Das. Welcome, Kabir. Do you have a verse for us?
I do, indeed. It reads as follows. Don't go outside your house to see flowers. My friend, don't bother with that excursion. Inside your body, there are flowers. One flower has 1,000 petals. That will do for a place to sit. Sitting there, you will have a glimpse of beauty inside the body and out of it, before gardens and after gardens.
That is a beautiful summation. Dhanyavad. Kabir. As Kabir's words resonate within us, let us take a deep breath and allow them to sink deeper into our subconscious. Feel their meaning filling your mind and spirit with the promise of good things ahead. Let them wash away your ambivalence to more days of isolation, and be grateful for the opportunity to go inside yourself and see what possibilities await. When you're ready, you may open your eyes. Now wiggle your toes and fingers, and give yourself a few moments to adjust. We hope this meditation and spirit channeling has given you new insights into your unseen powers to create, to soar, and to enter dimensions heretofore unknown. Goodbye for now.